This is Main Street Nation. It's all about culture, community, and business.
It's about the places that we call home. It's our hometowns. It's our main streets.
It's about the challenges small town merchants face and what they can do to win.
You have strong views on things, don't you?
It's a little bit. I think you picked it up from the last time.
I did.
Every downtown is unique.
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Christy. I have a new business. Why should I open up on Main Street?
Downtowns are our past, but they're also our future. They're the places where we make memories, the places where we do business with our friends and neighbors.
Now, here are your hosts, Jeff Sloan and Christy Ferraro.
It's time for Startup Nation Radio, the show that's all about local hometown culture, community, and business. On this edition of Main Street Nation Radio, we're going to feature a couple of guys who travel across the state of Michigan and ultimately, I'm sure, the country to bring the diverse cultures and the uniquenesses of the local hometowns on air every week on their television show. That's right, television show. These guys are going to be on air with us today. Hey, if you love your hometown, this is the show for you. Stick with us.
Now, back to Main Street Nation with your hosts, Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
All right, well, welcome to this edition of Main Street Nation Radio. This is actually part of the Startup Nation family of radio shows and content. And I'd like to bring in, with no further ado, right away, a co-host of Main Street Nation Radio, Christy Trevorrow.
It's going to be a great show, Jeff.
It is. You do a great job putting the content together. Tell us what we've got.
Well, we have a couple friends of mine, and as I've been telling everyone, it may be organized chaos or just straight-up chaos. We're going to find out
we'll take it either way.
But two guys that do so much to promote downtowns, promote community, promote culture and business, Jim Edelman and Tom Dalton from Under the Radar, Michigan. Welcome to the show, guys.
We'll try and keep it to a controlled chaos.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
We're ready for you. We've got the engineer with his finger on the edit button, and in fact, keep it there the whole show.
I think that button says eject, doesn't it?
That's a different thing. That's if it really gets out of control, he hits the eject button.
But we can't get away with much on PBS, so we're safe here.
That's true. How do you guys? Now, you guys are on, so let's talk about this. You've got this great television show. You're on public television, and you travel around. Where did the idea, tell us what the show's about and where the idea came from.
Oh, God. Well, the show, it's a simple concept. It's just about the cool people, places, and things that make Michigan a great place to be.
Yeah.
A lot of people see it as a travel show, but it really is about businesses in small towns. We let people in towns tell us why they love living where they live, why they've reconnected with their cities.
Yeah.
But the show is, it's a simple concept. It's three guys, two cameras, one car.
A lot of corn nuts. A lot of Diet Coke.
Hey, love corn nuts. That's the choice. That's my snack of choice when I'm on the road.
I think it proves that we're young enough that our dental work can handle a corn nut.
Right, there you go.
For the time being.
Love that crunch. Well, listen, you know, what I love about it, I mean, of course, you know, love my state of Michigan. I happen to be here in Michigan, of course, longtime resident, born and raised here. So I love all that. But what's really cool about it, and for anybody out there listening that may not be here in Michigan or have an interest beyond Michigan, the cool thing about is that the things that you bring to light and highlight through your show really apply anywhere. You know, it's really the hometown values, the culture, the community, the uniquenesses of what a hometown really represents. That to me is the really exciting part about what you guys do.
Right. Well, I mean, a number of years ago, this show wouldn't exist because we were all moving away from cities into these big grids and suburbs building decks and all that kind of thing. But now everyone, including a lot of young people, are reconnecting with their downtowns and turning cities back into a place to be, giving them a sense of place. And that's what we're discovering all over the state. But as for how the show started, it's actually a story of reinvention, because a lot of people back in 2009, like us, when the economy crashed here in Michigan, we lost our livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing happened to Jim and myself. I used to shoot car commercials around the country, and when the car companies all crashed, I lost my income.
Yeah.
And Jim?
Well, I was displaced a radio executive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the best downsizing that ever happened.
Yeah.
Sure, there's months of worry, and we compress the story down when we tell it now. It seems like, well, we lost our jobs and we started a show, and that was Tuesday.
Right.
You know,
right.
So
it wasn't quite that simple.
On the second day,
they just followed the formula, right? Lose your job, start a show.
Right. Yeah. And there's a book we got.
Right. We made a book in.
Right.
Bada bing,
right.
The end.
Right.
No, I mean, we also play in a band together. And after band practice one day, we're just sitting thinking, and we're just saying to each other, you know, wow, we both lost our jobs. What are we going to do? So we came up with this crazy concept. We reinvented ourselves, presented the concept to PBS. They loved it. And luckily, Jim is good at finding funding.
Which is the key for every small business.
Right,
you know,
of course.
I don't think we're unique there in that, you know, there's been months where, well, we need to buy some camera stuff, but we also need to make payroll.
Yeah. Well, so, welcome to the party.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Which, you know, they don't tell you that, you know, but, and, you know, and what's this workman's comp insurance?
Right.
No one told me about that.
Well, you should be listening to Startup Nation Radio, by the way, too. Yeah. That's what you need.
Ding.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen.
So I think from, you know, from our standpoint, you know, finding money, finding funding, keeping that bank account filled, at least enough to make payroll the next time around, that we're not writing a check to ourselves. That's been kind of the happy accident of this of this thing, and our underwriters have been fantastic.
Yeah, but like so many people here in Michigan, we had to reinvent ourselves, and we did, and luckily it worked.
I'm going to tell you why it worked, and I don't know where these things come from, but I'm going to guess that this is subject matter that you guys authentically care about, believe in, feel a part of, you know. I mean, this isn't just you said with him, what's popular these days and what can we go talk about? You did this because you love this.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah.
Definitely.
Even though we're sponsored by the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, we're sponsored by Pure Michigan, Big B Coffee is a sponsor. They love and trust what we're doing so much that we don't have anyone over our shoulder telling us what we should feature, where we should go, who we should talk to. It's complete editorial freedom, but it's so easy in this state. In this, there's so many cool towns, so many cool people.
Right. Yep.
Our job is easy finding. There's so much stuff out there and so many cool people.
Yeah, I think one of the struggles is we want to tell stories faster, and with 13 shows a year, two cities per show, you were kind of. I feel
I'm talking as fast as I can.
Yeah, I feel like we're sometimes pulled, you know, being pulled back a little bit. But I think, you know, from the standpoint of pure discovery.
Yeah.
That's what we are doing.
Yeah.
We're just finding it out a few months before it airs.
Right. Right. And we get to see it, feel it, learn about it through your lens and you know, through your experience in those various towns that you guys cross through. Well, Christy, when we come back, I want to hear some of the highlights. Give us some of the highlight shows, some of the colorful stories from the trail, from the road. And what do you think? You want to pick that up when we come back?
Come back, and then we should talk about how we first met.
Oh, yes.
Well, that could take up the whole hour, for that could be a story. You always have a great story, Christy. I love that.
We'll find out.
All right. Well, we will find out right after this break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
All right, welcome back, Main Street Nation Radio. We're rolling here, and you guys got a chance to call out your sponsors or your show. We better do that for our show.
Absolutely.
How about Comerica Bank and Pappas Financial, great sponsors of Startup Nation Radio and of Main Street Nation Radio, this program. All right.
Yeah, they could be our sponsors, too, if they
want. Well, listen, you don't get to come in here and cannibalize our sponsors.
I'm sorry.
You guys are good. I can see. Little dangerous, but good.
That's how we like it.
That's how we like it.
So I first encountered Under the Radar when I got a call from Kathy, Tom's wife, who lives in our town.
Kathy, my lovely wife, please.
Yes, excuse me.
An agreement I have to say.
Do you have a list of things that you need to make sure you say during the show? You
got your sponsors off pretty well.
Lovely wife.
Yes.
Do you validate? Because it was $8 to park.
Exactly.
Very nice.
All right, good.
So we met when you were filming season one, and Kathy called me and said, hey, my husband's working on this show. He wants to come down and interview you about the Big Bright Light show.
And you're like, right.
And I'm like, okay. And I didn't know Under the Radar. What the heck is this about, and who are these guys? And I remember you calling me, and you talked a mile a minute, which for me is shocking, because I talk a mile a minute, and I hung up the phone. I remember thinking, who are these guys?
I thought you were going to say you hung up the phone, and you were both just talking, and neither one of you heard what the other said.
No, I got it.
She hung up while I was still talking.
Okay, got it, right.
Because I couldn't even fathom the fact that you guys were doing a show about towns and about people.
Yep.
I'd never heard of that before. That was very amazing to me and really spoke to me. So when I met you guys and then that organized chaos came into play and it was just crazy. Hey, we're going to go do this and do that and do that. And here we go. And I'm going to be on a rooftop. And how's this? And I'm like, wow. Okay. And then I remember seeing the final product. And I was almost in tears because it touched me so much, because you didn't tell just a story about an event or about a thing. You told a story about people in a great place.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what you do every show.
Yeah.
And it's just, I binge watched your show this past weekend with you guys coming on.
Well, that could be dangerous.
Yes.
Unless you have beer.
That always helps. Right?
Yes. I had a lot of junk food. It was great. So, but I was watching it and it just struck me, that's honestly what you're doing the whole time. It isn't a travel show. It's about people, because when you go and you could just say, oh, this is a great restaurant and we had great food, but it's talking to those people and seeing the food that they're making and those special things.
Yeah. We let the people in the cities and towns we go to tell us why they love living there, why they started a business there, why they have a family there, why they vacation. I mean, we let them tell the story. We're just the conduit. We just give them the opportunity. I remember that day I called you. It was pretty interesting.
So it was really amazing. You talk about the people telling the story. Even in Michigan, within a single state, from town to town, there's diversity and there's different cultures and different foods, different things, right? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, who knew?
It's funny, too, because a lot of people use our program for different reasons. Some people use it as a travel show. Some people use it as a program.
Sure,
that they watch to see where they might want to live in Michigan.
Absolutely.
Right. Some companies are actually using our program when they're trying to recruit people to Michigan to say, look at the wonderful people, places, things that we have here.
Right.
But when you boil it all down, you're right. The show is it's about cities and towns and why people love it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why, and we want to get into some stories in a second, but before we do that, why is this happening? You know, why are people interested now in hometown? You know, I mean, 20 years ago, the movement was the opposite. Downtowns, hometowns, main streets were being abandoned. And people in general had a feeling of, I want to get out there in the world. You know, I want to go to the farthest corners. I want to travel. I want to reach all over the world. Now there's kind of a thing about, I just love the idea of Saturday afternoon just going downtown and going to an event downtown or whatever, maybe in my hometown.
I think it's just a natural part of the human condition. I think people want a sense of place. They want to belong to someplace. Mm-hmm. And for a while, we'd got away from that. Mm-hmm. But now people, I live in Rochester, Michigan. I live right a block off Main Street. And I love being part of a town, part of a community. Yeah. Maybe it's the Italian in me. I love being around people. And I love being able to walk into town. I love being part of something. So I think that's part of it. I think it's just a natural part of the human condition. They want to belong to something.
Well, yeah, and I'd say there's a connection to the people you do business with. When you can walk to that place, that if you're taking your laundry in, you're taking your dry cleaning in, you pass four friends along the way, and they could be just friends, they could even be business associates. Yep. I think that's one of the things that is great about what's happening in Detroit right now is that you've got this ability to leave your office on your way to lunch, run into four or five people that you're doing something with, and you can move along a conversation. So I think that's what's important to connecting to Main Street.
You know, and it might be, maybe, I have a hypothesis, it might be counter to the culture that we've been living in most recently over the last 10, 20 years, moving everything toward digital and everything being anonymous, everything being, with very little human touch point, everything being about efficiency and go fast and do more. And, we kind of miss that human interaction, that human touch point, that kind of all goes away inherently and as a part of all of this, digital world we live in today.
Yeah, I think there's a company that shall remain nameless because I can't remember the name of the company. their slogan was advance relentlessly.
Yeah, exactly.
And every time I'd hear that, I'm like, why?
Right.
I mean,
well, and for a while, we bought into that, we were all on that train.
Right. It's the point where everything's is going to become inhuman, and we're going to be disconnected, and I think it's just human nature to want to be connected to people.
Yeah,
it is. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, with working as a downtown manager, and when people come in and they want to volunteer with us or they want to open a business, at the end of the day, it's because they want to be a part of something, whether it's the community or this group that they want to have friends and have social interactions or just be able to make a difference and feel like they're really, it's not that they belong and they have ownership over the community and ownership over what's happening.
I should mention, too, that Christy is the head of the DDA in Rochester, Michigan, she is fantastic.
Yeah, the downtown development, award-winning,
If cities could clone her, she's just so tuned in, and she understands sense of place and what makes a community, what makes a city great. So,
and that's why she's sitting in that seat right there.
Right.
Give credit where credit is due. Rochester is an amazing place. I have a great place
I do,
to work with.
Right. I brag about it everywhere I go, and we go... I mean, we used to, about a year and a half ago, we were experts on Michigan. Now we've been so many places, I don't know where I am anymore.
Now you're confused, right?
Right. Well, you talk about the sense of place. You talk about how Rochester's a great place to be. But you also, we've seen where, and this is the perfect case, is Slow's Barbecue. When Phil opened that restaurant, there was nothing on that block.
Right.
And there was nothing across the street from that restaurant.
Yep.
And he created this block of
yep.
interest. Yeah. And more people wanted to be on that block because
yep.
now there was something happening there.
Yep.
So I think that's happening, and we're seeing that around the state.
Yeah.
We saw a big change in Port Huron, in their downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're seeing this big change in Alpena. We're seeing this big change in yeah. these smaller towns that yep. Marine City.
Oh, Marine City, wonderful town.
Mm-hmm. You know,
Who knew that? Marine
right.
City. I mean,
right.
I never even occurred to me. You know?
Oh, Marine City is 45 minutes right. from my front door, and I'd right. never been there.
Right.
And we went, and driving to town, I'm thinking, oh, what is this going to be like? And oh my gosh, what a great... Same thing with Roger City. Like Jim said, Alpena, all these little
right.
towns that... Did you think, why would I go there? And then
right.
we go there and we discover all these cool people doing incredible things. It's just like, I want to live in some of these places.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's I think, really you know, getting back to why businesses open there, you know, it's that first person that took a chance, that first person who ate a lobster, picked something up out of the ocean and ate this ugly-looking creature. This is that first person who opened a business in a town that maybe wasn't so happening, that in the 70s, they moved out of town and built
yeah.
malls.
Yeah.
And that was the case with Marine City,
right.
they said.
Right.
It was
right.
that in the 70s, when they built the mall,
yeah.
they didn't have enough money to tear down the town.
Oh.
So these buildings
luckily.
Stayed intact.
Luckily.
And they're
right.
wonderfully built buildings.
Sure.
Look at, you know,
sure.
what you have to deal with.
Right.
You have great bones in your
we
city.
Do it. We yeah. do have good bones. Right. Yesterday, I was in Saline doing a social media workshop for their Main Street.
Oh, great. Yep. Great town.
Great town. Mm-hmm. But I've been there about 5-6 times now doing work for them, and I've gotten to know the people. And so while I was there helping with social media, I was also finding out about, you know, how somebody's baby's doing and hearing mm-hmm. about, you know, their son is taking over a part of the business now and hearing these things. But they were sharing those stories with me, and I'm always hoping that they're sharing those stories with the people that are coming in.
Right, right.
Yeah.
We just came back from filming in Manistee. I'd never been there before. Oh, my gosh, the architecture.
Manistee's
the downtown
amazing.
Is it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'd never
yeah.
been there before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never even considered going there before.
Right, right.
And I say on the show all the time, I almost sound like a broken record, they'll never build buildings like this again.
No,
so
that's
cherish
true.
Them,
right.
take
right.
care of them,
right.
and keep them going into the future
right.
because it's like they'll never do that.
And you know what I love about what you said earlier? You said it's part. You said that a place that's mine, a place that I can call mine. You know that
yeah.
those buildings are part of your identity. That's your hometown.
Right.
That's my hometown. Those buildings are mine. They're part of who I am, where I come from, what I stand for, what I'm all about.
It's our Michigan mojo.
Right, right. So great stuff. Now listen, I made a promise that we'd come back after the break and tell some stories. We didn't get there. You guys can talk.
Right. Okay.
You know what, though? We're going to come back after the next break, and we're going to get right into it.
Okay.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're on Main Street Nation with Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
Welcome back to Main Street Nation Radio. We're rolling. Christy, great, great show. Thanks for pulling it all together.
We have a big thank you to our friends from Under the Radar, Jim Edelman and Tom Dalton, because I know how your schedule is, especially now you're with Pure Michigan. You're doing a lot of work for them, really advancing the knowledge of people about what the great things are that are happening in our state. So we appreciate you taking the time to
come
here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Call out to our sponsors, Comerica Bank, Pappas Financial, and guys, your sponsors are, one more time.
Hit it, Jim.
Yeah.
Pure Michigan and the Michigan State Housing Development Authority.
Okay.
And Big B Coffee.
Big B Coffee. We are fueled by
great.
Big B Coffee.
I love that. Okay. Now listen, you guys roll into town and you get about, 15 minutes or a little less of content on the show per town in
mm-hmm.
featuring
yeah.
that town?
Yeah, the typical show is we start in one town and it's about 11 minutes there. I mean, we're there longer than that, but
they really got to hurry.
11 minutes.
You're able to feature content about that town, so you're giving your audience a taste, a little flavor,
right.
a little bit of a peek into the town, but you guys get to stay and enjoy the town beyond, obviously, the 15 minutes.
Yeah, I have to be honest, we have made so many incredible friends with people all around the state. Because, once the cameras turn off, then you sit down, you have dinner with these people.
Right.
You explore the town a little deeper, spend
right.
some time with them.
Right.
There's the Budniks. Tell them about the Budniks.
Roger City, it was funny because the city almost was embarrassed that they didn't have a restaurant for us because they knew we liked to feature restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, we're worried they're not going to eat anywhere in town. So the Budniks invited us over for dinner, and they cooked us dinner in their home. And still, it remains, and we might be fishing a little bit here, it remains the only city that has invited us into a home for dinner.
And
hear
the only
that, everyone?
City that fed me so much limoncello, I don't remember.
I love it. Well, there's a call out to someone. There's an opportunity, a restaurant in Roger City, right?
Well, definitely. And I think that's pretty true for most of the towns on the east side of the state. I mean,
right.
that side of the state is absolutely beautiful, and it just hasn't had the economic drivers that have rolled in there.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about how that happens. You mentioned Slow's Barbecue. One block at a time, right? It starts with someone like that. Around that epicenter grows other, you know, once the crowds start showing up for that one business, the traffic others come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they call them market makers, but in a lot of instances, they're town makers. I mean, they can change the complexion of an entire town. I remember years and years ago when Mr. B's moved into Royal Oak.
Right.
They're like, what is this place?
Right.
And
right.
Now look at Royal Oak.
Right.
Yeah, I was warned it was a scary place to go to.
Yeah.
Mr. B's can be, you know, I mean, it depends on how you're it can be scary, but you're scary good. Scary good. It's all a matter of perspective and what you want, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that if you had unlimited storage space, and that's the problem with a show like ours, is that, you know, we end up shooting gigabytes of footage. Mm-hmm. Our conversations in the car on the way to places. We don't turn the radio on. No offense. We don't listen to music. We talk the entire way. Now Eric's in the back seat, just rolling his eyes half the time.
Mm-hmm. Or editing.
Editing. But you know, we're talking constantly about what we're going to be filming, what we filmed, what we want to do.
Right.
It's, I guess, because we don't have a traditional office. That's our office that we spend a lot of time just kicking around ideas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lucky you guys.
It's funny. A friend of mine said to me when we just started doing the show, you're just doing a show about Michigan. What are you going to do after one season? But our biggest challenge is when we go into a town is trying to narrow it down to two or three things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do have a lot of fun on the road, though. I mean, when we were up in the UP, we were mountain biking.
Want to see my bruise?
No, don't see the picture. He actually took a picture of his bruise. We were mountain biking up in Copper Harbor. I mean, world-class mountain biking up there. And we're going down this switchback trail that's about 15 feet. It's a wooden, like a boardwalk, about 15 feet above the it gets higher every time I tell us. Yeah, right? 20 feet. And they're like, I don't think I can do this, guys. They're like, oh, you can do it. Stop worrying. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. So Jim's behind me on the bike with a full camera pack on his back. And he went flying off this thing 15 feet down right onto the floor, onto the forest floor.
Rocks,
he hit a couple
rocks.
Of there were rocks.
And chipmunk. I hit a chipmunk on the way down.
Right, I think Badger bit you too when he hit. But stuff does go wrong, but we have fun.
And I remember when I was watching, you guys do a lot of food when you go to places. And the one that struck me, chicken gizzards?
Oh, gosh.
Well, and to be, I guess, open, we haven't featured Joe's Gizzard City on the show yet.
No, but we went there. Well, we discovered early on in season one that food is the single biggest trigger for human beings.
Even gizzards.
Yeah, of course, right.
Even gizzards.
We featured a little sub shop right in Royal Oak, Second Street Subs.
Show one.
Yeah, show one. For, and people are. We went in there to see him a few months ago. People are still coming from all over to eat these.
We just got an email over the weekend from someone who in Indianapolis, who'd been watching the show on Indy PBS station.
And they came to go
and they came up to go to Second Street Sub.
It's that's amazing really great, how far, like you're saying, like Chris, you were saying, Jim and I drove all the way past Lansing to eat deep fried chicken gizzards.
We should not have ordered
a
large basket each.
So how was it?
You share.
Go to the sub shop, right?
Listen, he's been there a very long time. They do Gizzard Fest, you know, a whole festival surrounding the gizzard.
Yeah.
And
it's an acquired taste. Hey,
right.
It's a bygone food. You don't waste anything.
Okay, so why chicken gizzards in where was it? What town?
Pottsville.
So how does chicken gizzards in Pottsville become a thing?
We'll ask him when we apologize to him and have him on the show now.
I mean, I can see cherries in Traverse City, but chicken gizzards in Pottsville.
Maybe there's a lot of chickens there.
Maybe, and they didn't want to waste. Right, it's probably some old family tradition or recipe, and it started with one. Yeah, that's how.
And probably no one else was doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think
they're a leader.
I think gizzards.
The secret to our show, I really think, is the fact that we don't take ourselves very seriously. It's genuine discovery. We just have fun. We're just three buddies in a car, having fun, and discovering stuff. And it's like, you know, we don't take ourselves that seriously. I think. And how can you go wrong with that recipe when you've got all the great things we've got in this state?
Yeah.
So. Right. Yeah, we point the cameras at, you know, the subjects, and that's the story that they tell. You know, Tom's not guiding anyone in any way.
No, I can barely guide me.
Yeah, it's not a trickery.
Handful, right? Well, how do these towns, you know, I'm curious, there are some common elements when you see a town coming back, making a comeback. What are the common ingredients that you find that, you know, really makes that happen? I mean, we talked about, you know, a pioneering restaurateur or a business that, you know, that's part of it, for sure.
Yeah, believe it or not, restaurants are at the forefront of getting people into downtowns. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think young people nowadays want to belong to something. They want, so young people are, they're really the main driver of everything that's happening in Detroit, a lot of what's happening in Roger City and Alpena. They're coming back to the downtowns because they...
So there has to be housing.
Yes.
Definitely.
There has to be housing. Yeah. So you got to have, you know, pioneering businesses. You got to have housing, local housing downtown that's appealing to particularly young people, millennials.
What's happening in Bay City right now is incredible. They've created an entire, almost new downtown. So the downtown there, the architecture is incredible. But there's this new development.
There's three downtowns in Bay City. There's one on either side of the river. Mm-hmm. Then there's this new development that's just south of the river. Mm. That's on the waterfront. I think that's it. Is that, you know, the millennials, you have to have activities that appeal to them. Mm-hmm. And what's great about this, you know, 3,000 miles of shoreline that the state has is there's lots of stuff to do. There's lots of parks. There's lots of activities to get out there and do.
Right.
So I think part of it is it's definitely getting a restaurant to come to a city, but it's having kind of a city planners that see that vision too.
Like Christy.
And I think, you know, we've created these city partnership packages where we're working with select cities around the state to kind of identify ways that we share their knowledge.
Like best practices.
Well, and also just telling people about what's happening in these towns. In this kind of amplified conversation that happens we're pressing out through our social media worlds.
I remember the first time I heard the expression sense of place, I'm like, what does that mean? You Google it, it's like, I still don't get it, but now I really get it. And I think more and more people are getting it, and they're understanding that they want to be able to sit on their porch and talk to people, and you want to connect with people.
Well, isn't the front porch now becoming like the thing in home remodeling? Isn't it like the most popular? Putting a front porch on your house is
definitely. We finally did it, so thank God I don't have to sit in my driveway anymore.
Right.
That was awkward.
The lawn chair on the front yard, right? that's really great. That's really great. So where does this show go? You know, where are you guys headed with all this?
Boy, there's so much. There's so much happening here in the state. It's like I've got files upon files upon files. We get so many emails. Our Facebook fans are a huge resource. Whenever we're wondering where to go next, we'll say, hey, put up on Facebook, hey, we're going up to the UP, what should we check out? Boom, we'll get dozens and dozens of responses from people. So we have a very loyal and engaged audience. That
I'm going to try using it to, I need some leaves raked.
See what happens. Yeah.
But yeah, we have a very loyal and engaged audience that are following us everywhere we go, because I think we just came along at the right time, right place. Mm-hmm. When the state needed, we needed to change our perception, the way we felt about ourselves. And what the mission of our show is to change people's perception, which changes your reality, which will change our future. And if we stop being down on ourselves, we start loving where we live, because look at where we live. I mean, compare us to, can I say Ohio? I'm sorry.
No, go pick
you
up
just did.
Okay, I'm sorry. Kansas. Compares to Kansas. It's
say,
square.
You can
and
say
flat.
Ohio, actually, any time of the year except during the football season. We don't talk about Ohio during the football season.
But I think for a while we forgot what we have here. And we're just reminding people, that's all.
Well, that's really great. We're going to come back with more from Tom and Jim right after this quick break. Stick with us.
Now, back to Main Street Nation with your hosts, Jeff Sloan and Christy Trevorrow.
All right, welcome back to Main Street Nation Radio. Having some fun in the studio here, Christy.
Yes.
Great show. Good stuff.
We're having a good time. Now, on break, our producer said something about Superman.
Oh, gosh. Well, we try to have fun in our program just because, well, we're not smart enough to be serious. So we were filming up in Marquette, which if you have not been to Michigan's Upper Peninsula, shame on you.
Yeah.
Because it's
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's just incredible up there. It's our own out west.
What do we say every time we cross the bridge?
Every time we cross the bridge, I say, wow, rocky outcroppings.
And I say, it's completely different.
It is, too. It really is different.
It's like, why go out west when you just go terrain, above the bridge, and it's our own out west.
Yeah.
So we love, Marquette is like Ann Arbor in the UP. It's a wonderful town. There's great culture.
College town.
Oh, it's a good college town. Yeah, it's got great energy. It's beautiful surroundings. So we film up in the UP a lot. So there's a place called Presque Isle Park up there. It's this island park out in Lake Superior, which is very cold.
Yes.
So we went out there, and there's a place called Black Rocks. And it's like a 20-foot dive off these rocks into the water. I mean, and it's safe. It's very deep. It's like a rite of passage for college students up there.
And TV hosts.
And TV shows. Yeah, well, anyway. So we went up there, and I thought, well, I'll dive in, but I'll do something cute. I'll wear a Superman costume, complete with cape.
Have that handy?
Well, no. Don't ask. Yeah. Don't ask what's in my closet. Well, I just thought it would help protect me from the impact on the water and keep me warm once I hit.
Sure that was going to help.
It kept his shirt on, too.
Right. Not my hat, though. Unfortunately, I lost that. But anyway, so I go diving off, then I hit the water, and...
And you couldn't breathe at that point, right?
Well, because it's so cold.
Oh, my God.
Now when I started telling the story, the water was 55 degrees. Now it's down to 30. Now I broke through the ice. And and it's like a 100-yard swim to shore.
That hasn't changed. That is always been a 100-yard swim.
It's a 3-mile swim to shore from there. So... Anyway, unfortunately, though, the Superman cape wrapped around my arm. Mm. So we're filming, and I'm trying to pretend like I'm being funny, and I'm swimming. But actually, I was really drowning.
Yeah.
it had a happy ending, because here I am.
Yep.
But, yeah, so don't ever jump off Black Rocks with a Superman suit on.
But jump off Black Rocks. I mean, that's...
It's a great experience.
It has to be thousands of years. It has had to be this, you know, the indigenous peoples were going out there as 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right.
But you were the first
kids are always dumb ones.
Hey. Probably the last, too, if people saw me.
Right.
So.
Right.
But yeah, Michigan's Upper Peninsula is just such a... We just went to the Porcupine Mountains, Porcupine Mountain State Park. Had no idea that you change time zones from one end of the park to the other.
Now, that I didn't know.
There are rapids and waterfalls. You'd think you're out in Colorado up there. It's that majestic and beautiful. And the Lake of the Clouds, unbelievable.
And you'll be able to see that in episode one of season six.
Right, which airs here in Detroit.
Yeah. and again, you guys are obviously focused on Michigan, so we're telling that story as it relates to people in Michigan or just the state of Michigan. But the reality is, again, what I love about it is that that's true in every state. Imagine what every state has that people really know little or very little or nothing about.
Right.
I mean, there's a porcupine, was it State Park?
Yeah, Porcupine.
In every state, you know, an equivalent of in every state,
right.
People
no
just,
doubt.
Aren't, just don't know about.
And every town has its story,
right? I think we were both leaning for that one.
Yeah,
that's true. Is you can tell your story no matter where you are. Even cities can do this too, and I think this is where the value of a YouTube channel for your city. If you're a city leader, if you're a city manager. And you're not telling stories in your Facebook page.
Down to neighborhoods within certain cities, especially
Exactly.
cities.
Yeah, find the little things about your community that make it
about
different.
Your community. Right.
Yeah, the businesses, the parks, or whatever gives your town its mojo, whatever makes it unique and gives it your personality. Find those things and tell everybody about them. Like Jim said, I mean, use. I mean, the internet is an incredible tool that everybody should be using.
Yep. Well, and I have to tell you, even, you know, you talk about, when you're saying to the audience out there, find those things and expose them, you're not just talking to the authorities who are responsible for doing that. You're even talking about the citizens of your state or city or hometown or whatever it may be. You know, I share things about the state of Michigan on my Facebook page. I mean, again, getting back to that sense of place and that sense of personal identity.
Pride. It's pride.
If you said to me, who are you? In the list of things that I would list about myself to define who I am, I would include I'm from the state of Michigan, I'm from the city of Birmingham. I mean, those are my things. Mm-hmm. So to share them out with great pride. And so when you talk about you to the audience, you're talking about everybody. Everybody, share them. Brag about your hometown.
Right, and town should and it shouldn't just be infrastructure. Don't just say, well, in such and such town, we have three parks, we have blah, blah. No, find the interesting businesses, the bigger-than-life characters, the personalities, the people, anything that makes you stand out. Because, I mean, you can't just say we have a farmer's market, because every town,
everybody's
got a farmer's market, they've all got it. Those things aren't going to give you a unique personality. Find the things, the little hidden gems that make you different and give you your mojo, and that's what you should be screaming about.
Right.
There tends to be a fear, though, among city managers of promoting single businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something where what you said, Jeff, was about the residents can promote these businesses. And I think that's how, if you're a city manager, get a resident to post that video. So you're not doing it.
My favorite restaurant, my favorite place to shop, my favorite event of the year, my favorite spot in my downtown to sit and read a book on a park bench.
Right. Absolutely. And when I was doing a seminar at National Main Street this year in Atlanta, I ended it with saying, for DDA directors, for Main Street managers, your biggest job, it isn't about planting flowers. It isn't about doing events. It's about finding stories and telling those stories because we are storytellers at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Because it's exactly what you said. Everybody's got a farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does a sidewalk sale. Great. What else you got?
Right.
And it's about making things different because every place is different. But it's about taking the time to find those things.
So an example, instead of just we got a farmer's market, maybe tell the unique booths, the unique produce, the unique things you can get in that hometown versus another. Chicken gizzards in Pottstown,
Or one of the people at the market might have a really interesting backstory, something that may have happened, how it came to be.
Right.
Yes.
And those are the things you need to talk about, because if you just blanket, you know, we went to one town where they said, you really need to feature our new laundromat. It's brand new and it's one, and we're like, That's not going to bring people to your town. It was a wonderful laundromat, but it just gave us a great story.
You got to be careful. I mean, there are. I mean, laundromats. You could, if someone's creative, there's an opportunity.
Right? There is.
There are some very funny laundromats.
I mean, you could. This was not.
That one wasn't.
But it does give us a perfect example of what cities should be talking about, what they shouldn't be talking about.
Right.
Water treatment plant. It may be new.
What?
It may have sucked up a lot of money of the budget, and it may be very cutting edge technology.
Yeah.
It's why you don't move to a town because you've got a water treatment plant.
That's... One would hope not, unless that's the only thing happening in town,
unfortunate. If somebody comes to your house for dinner, you don't get them on a ladder and take them up and show them your new roof you just had put on. You show them the funky, cool new lamp that you just got at the resale store because it goes in a room and it gives it a personality, and that's what you show them.
And maybe the backstory behind that, maybe it came from a flea market and it's been around the town for 100 years.
That's what you tell them, from Joe's Hardware, way
back in 1950, whatever it may be.
Right. And you guys have seen a lot of great places, and you put those all into a book recently.
That's right. Just like Superman took that piece of coal and he smashed it into a diamond.
It wasn't a big diamond, though.
You think he would have been able to do a much bigger diamond.
Well, you'd think.
I was little. So, yeah, we took 50 shows and we smashed them into a book. It's our first 50 episodes. So
what's the name of the book?
It's called Under the Radar, the First 50.
Okay.
So we took the first 50 shows and put them into book form, and it's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, on our website, UTRMichigan.com.
Yes.
Right. And then how do we see the show for anyone out there listening sufficiently inspired now?
Well, you've got the schedule down better than I do.
Well, and that's the problem with such a blowtorch of a signal as WJR, is that you reach so many states and even provinces in Canada. But in Detroit, we're on Detroit Public Television Thursday evenings at 8:30 p.m., prime time. Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m. There's some other times in between. But the great thing is that our most recent 6 episodes are always viewable online at utrmichigan.com. And just check your local PBS station, because even we're surprised sometimes as the states that pick it up, like Indianapolis, like Florida.
Tampa, St. Pete, we're on there. So, you have to check with your own PBS provider to find out when we're on.
Very cool. Now, that's how those in the audience who are interested in watching can go. What if there happens to be a sponsor candidate out there that would love to attach their brand to
my home number
brand?
Is.
Yeah, there you go. Right. You get the red phone. You get the home number on you that can, one. But that's true. I mean, we love making connections. If any business is out there and wants to be part of this, wants to support this, and that notion of attaching your brand, I love that, especially to what you guys do, because, boy, this is feel-good stuff.
It's all positive energy.
Positive. So how do they do that?
They can contact us. Just shoot us an email at visit@utrmichigan.com, and that goes to Tom and I.
Very cool. Okay, great. Christy, as always.
It's been a great show.
It has.
Give a shout-out to ours. Our new website is up, so if you go to mainstreetnation.com, you can see more things about this. Once this show's up, you'll be able to hear it streaming live there, and we have our new blog up, and so it tells a little bit about the story of Main Street Nation.
Okay, right on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so
we'll
much.
See you
Thanks,
on the
guys.
Air. We'll see you on the television. Christy, great having you on.
Always fun.
All right, we'll be back again soon. Thanks for joining us on this edition of Main Street Nation Radio.